The Thelosian people. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of March 23, 2025. As I have described before, there is a very vast amount of humanoid species in space, from those who are literally simply more Lyrian humans like the ones found on planet Earth. For example, most of the star races in the Pleiades M45 star system, such as the Maya, the Engen, or the Tegetans, to humanoid species which are very physically unlike Lyrian humans, and would never pass as an Earth inhabitant, as well as countless other species who are just slightly different. Thelosians would fall in this last category as they are still part of the Lyrian family strictly speaking, but do present physical characteristics that would make it very difficult for them to pass for an Earth human. Thelosians are larger than humans, not only taller but broader, as the average height for them is above 240 centimeters, they are also a lot wider, making them look like a walking wardrobe, or almost. They tend to be very heavy as well, as would be logically expected, and have very light thin skin that makes their shallowest veins and arteries show a lot, also giving them a distinctive pink color. But the most distinctive Thelosian characteristic is that they have a larger head, yet their faces are similar in size to Lyrian humans, giving them a hydrocephalic look to them, accentuated by the fact that they do not have any hair. Thelosians are a very old star race that has been interstellar for eons and are considered spiritual and technological guides for countless other emerging star races of all kinds. Thelosians have a complex holistic society based on step councils with a chairman or woman who serves as their main representative and government. They were initially isolated from the bulk of the Galactic Federation's community of star races but ended up joining the organization as it expanded closer to its home star and planet, which is only located approximately 11.46 light-years from Earth. Initially, it was difficult for me to translate the location of their home planet from Galactic Federation and Tegetan frequency stellar maps, which are only a sequence of numbers, to Earth-human star maps. We also have physical location maps here, in the manner of high-resolution holograms, the best of which can be generated on any starship's bridge and aid navigation, yet the names of stars differ a lot, even though a great number of them remain the same as the ones used in Earth-human society. I found that Thelosians, being a very old interstellar star race, have important and large colonies all over the galaxy, so they do not come from one single home planet, yet they are officially considered to be originally from the second planet orbiting the star Procyon, which makes them a spin-off from the Procyonian star people, which are very closely related to them and inhabit the third planet orbiting the binary star Procyon A, which has a white dwarf star Procyon B serving as a moon for. The complex biology of those planets. An important note here, I just checked online, and the star Procyon is not recognized to have any planets from the point of view of Earth science, but in that case, neither do any of the stars of the Sirius triple system, which is only 2.86 light-years away. Once more, my data differs from the one of Earth science as it only recognizes two stars in the Sirius binary system, when we recognize three stars, Sirius A, Sirius B, and Sirius C, which are all inhabited by the famous Sirian civilization we all know, and also harbor an important extra-large group of colonies belonging to the Irma feline race, yet they are only colonies and not their home planet which orbits the star Vega, and all this has led to so much confusion over their origins in the human New Age movement. Even when neither any of the stars of Sirius nor Procyon are recognized to have any planets, again using the usual pseudoscientific excuse that they are too young to have any, Earth science states that it does not exclude the possibility that they may have planets. I am adding a quote from Quora which says the following. As of the last update in August 2023, there are no confirmed planets around either Sirius A or Sirius B. Sirius A is a main sequence star, while Sirius B is a white dwarf. The search for exoplanets around these stars has not yielded definitive results, although the possibility cannot be entirely ruled out. Regarding Sirius C, there has been some debate in the astronomical community about the existence of a third component in the Sirius system. Some observations in the past suggested the potential presence of a companion star, sometimes referred to as Sirius C, but these claims have not been conclusively proven. The current consensus is that there is no confirmed third star in the Sirius system. End quote. I share this quote so you can see that my information will differ greatly from the one of official Earth science, which I am quite sure omits a lot of the data they know, simply to control the belief systems of the human population. Sirius and therefore Procyon were widely known by ancient Egyptians and therefore contain hidden knowledge that may be dangerous for the status quo and the matrix on Earth. As for Thalosians, they are also known to have been involved with societies on Earth, including Lemuria, and are said to have an underground base under Mount Shasta and are part of the Agathan underground network, which also connects to Antarctica and therefore to the Galactic Federation. We do have official Galactic Federation confirmation that Thalosians are part of the group of representatives they use to communicate with secret societies and their puppet politicians on Earth. Therefore, their involvement with planet Earth and all that is happening there is undeniable. Thalosians are highly telepathic and are considered by many to be far more intelligent than average Lyrian humans due to their larger brain mass, yet this most probably is only a false idea harbored by many non-human Lyrian star races, as the Thalosians themselves deny that fact. Anatomical evidence states that their brain mass, although significantly larger than the ones of Lyrian humans, is also much less dense and prone to physical damage due to its size and lack of sturdiness inside the cranial cavity, therefore compensating and equalizing both species. Thalosians are also found in Earth science fiction, in Star Trek, Star Wars, and even in the New Age, but spelled differently, as Thalosians, without the H. Their physical appearance in Star Trek is strikingly similar to how they really look, therefore we can see once more how the controllers of Earth use science fiction to hide hard facts, and we can also see how they know many things for real, but hide them from the public. There is a lot of information about them on the web, which made me reluctant to write about what I know of them because although there are bits and pieces which do concur with my information, most of it I cannot confirm. In the New Age saga, Thalosians are tied directly with Earth's supposed ascension to the fifth density or dimension and are actively working for humankind, mostly as spiritual guides and several so-called ascended masters who are said to belong to this race, facts I cannot confirm. Thalosians are very active Galactic Federation members and are invested in Earth's liberation from its evil oppressors. The problem is that you already know where I stand with this, as I insist that it is the Galactic Federation itself which is, at least, creating the circumstances and the environment that causes Earth's problems, and I was being gentle here because I'd rather state that the Federation is who is creating the problems on Earth directly, with the old creator problem to sell the solution, manipulative strategy. Although Thalosians are active in Earth affairs in the Andromedan Viera Biosphere starship which serves as the local Federation headquarters, they are here in small numbers, and as far as I could find out, they only have one flagship and two lighter escorts orbiting Earth at this time and in a high orbit. As a last note, do not confuse the star Procyon, with the planet Procyon, the third from the star Taygeta, which name sounds nearly identical. As they phonetically sound very similarly, the Tegetan planet is often spelt the same way, as it is only a humanization from the Tegetan language, and there is no connection between them. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.